The obvious metaphor, the only metaphor, for the 1964 Democratic Convention is the cattle drive, with Lyndon Johnson firmly in the saddle, riding herd on the delegates, the platform, getting his political steers to market without losing any to raiders or rustlers or sickness, heading off any attempt to deviate from the trail, choosing an old partner to ride drag to bring up the rear without choking on the dust. The herd gathers peacefully enough in Atlantic City, moves without incident into the pens, goes through the political branding process, and is turned loose. The trail boss confident that they will make their own way to the proper political pen. Johnson is in the saddle because John F. Kennedy has been assassinated. The man who spoke of Camelot is succeeded by the man who uses earthier metaphors, who brings his Western drawl to the place where the Eastern accents once were king. And along the way, Johnson has cut out the mavericks in the herd, those with the Harvard twangs, those with the sophistication he lacks. But if John Kennedy is dead, his memory, his tradition lives. It lives not only in the minds of the delegates, but in the person of Robert Kennedy, still Attorney General of the United States, and one of the men Lyndon Johnson could neither rope nor brand. And Robert Kennedy keeps his brother John alive, using words from Romeo and Juliet. When he shall die, take him and cut him out in little stars, and he will make the face of heaven so fine that all the world will be in love with night. Lyndon Johnson also invokes John Kennedy's memory, but his words have a pragmatic political purpose.